Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hey, look.
Look at all of this great movie memorabilia stuff I picked up for you. There's posters in here, lobby cards, velvet rope.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, Dan. I don't know what to say.
Say $100 and it's yours.
Come on, you expect me to fork over? Look at this. This is an authentic old candy counter hat from the Velasco.
Hey, I was an usher at the Velasco when I was a teenager.
You know, back in the 20s, the Velasco was a vaudeville house. Had every kind of actor. They had jugglers, magicians, even had a horse on a high wire.
Hope his trainer carried an umbrella.
So why are they selling all this stuff? Are they remodeling?
Even better, they're tearing it down this week.
Tearing it down? That's terrible.
Yeah, whoever thought of that must be a real moron.
You've been pretty snooty since you started walking upright, haven't you? Being done by Fletco Developers, in which I am a proud investor.
Oh, Fletco, you've thrown in with those lowlifes who take landmarks and parks and turn them into one-hour photo donut video malls?
Come on, they're going to tear the theater down anyway. And this way I'm doing my part to save a few of these little mementos for posterity.
Hey, boss, here's the rest of the stuff you bought from the Velasco.
I've been looking for a nightlight for my bedroom.
To tell you that I'm going to meet with the Velasco Preservation Society today, and we're going to stop you and those greedy developers.
Oh, come on, Harry. Read a newspaper. Even Gorbachev says it's okay to make a little profit.
Dan, that's not the point. We can't keep tearing things down just because they're old. What are you going to do next? You're going to bulldoze Walter Cronkite?
Your Honor, the Theater Preservation Society's here.
Great, Bull. Show them in.
Could any of you boys tell me where I could find Judge Larry Soames?
Oh, you must mean me. I'm Judge Harry Stone. And you are?
Looking for Larry Soames.
Okay, I'm Larry Soames.
Why the hell didn't you say so? I'm Pops Durkin. Did I mention that yet?
You may need a translator. You want me to see if anybody in the building speaks old geezer?
Wait a minute. Are you the Pops Durkin of Durkin and Flap?
Don't mention him. I carried that no talent for 30 years.
This guy is a comedy legend. You played the Velasco, didn't you?
You betcha, son. It's all right here. Every actor that ever played there. Now, that's me. The harmonica gauchos.
O'Leary's raccoons.
At the time, the only skating raccoons in North America.
And vaudeville died?
Sir, here are those files you wanted to look over.
Yeah, in a minute, Mac. We're coming up with a plan to save the old Velasco.
Oh, yeah?
Now, in the 60s, we had live music, wild bebop groups. There's the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Starlights.
The Starlights? Boy, I remember the first time I danced to their music. It was great until Mom turned her ankle.
Well, I've got nothing better to do, but I'm going to go do it anyway.
Now, in the 30s, we had strippers at the Velasco. Tina and her doves. Boys, it's a magical sight to see five doves remove a brassiere.
Well, that bird in the front sure looks happy.
Wow, Tina looks pretty. Think she's still around today?
Yeah, probably sweeping the floor with her tassels.
I'm out. Sorry, did I scare you?
Oh, no, no. I frequently shut down my heart for maintenance.
So what you doing?
Huh? Nothing. Nothing. I was just, counting these chairs.
Four. There's always been four.
Well, that checks with my figures.
What's this?
Huh?
Oh, the Starlights. They were my favorite oldies group.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to know all their names. Let's see. That one's Rocky, and that one's Sunny, and that... Who is... Gosh, he looks familiar. Who is that? I forget. What? That... It's you!
What? That looks nothing like me.
Mac, I'm talking about him.
Oh, well, that's me, sure.
This is unbelievable. You used to sing with the Starlights?
Oh, Christine, it was a long time ago before they became famous. We all grew up in the same neighborhood.
Well, Mac, this is fascinating. Don't you miss it?
Well, I suppose. But look, we went our separate ways. It's all water under the bridge to me.
Yeah, I guess we all have our painful tales of roads not taken. I once foolishly passed up the chance to be Buffalo's starch queen.
Don't look back, Christine.
Here's the list of the old performers I contacted, sir. The Tapping Tortonis, Roy the Human Vacuum Cleaner.
Roy, now there was a trooper. In his prime, he could do 5 shows a day in an area rug during lunch. What happened to Tina and her duffs?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. She's a no-show. She said the only things that bump and grind anymore are her knee joints.
Well, even without Tina, we're going to have one heck of a press conference.
Who's having a press conference?
We are. We're going to stop Dan and those parasites from tearing down the Velasco.
So you're determined to stand in the way of progress, huh?
Dan, I wouldn't call an all-night T-shirt shop a giant leap for mankind.
Harry, you know your problem is you can't let go of the past.
What are you talking about? I'm a 90s kind of guy.
1890s, maybe.
Yeah? And you're the guy who wants to tear down a Renaissance cathedral to put up a donut shop.
Don't be ridiculous. Yogurt. That's where the money is.
Another big hand for that great old vaudeville performer, Fire Eater Incendo.
Wow, wasn't that great, Ross?
Yeah. Who'd have thought dentricream was flammable?
And now, another performer who is a part of the heritage of this grand old theater, performing his classic sketch, the Bellboy and the Desk Clerk, please welcome comedy great Pops Durkin. Oh, Bellboy, oh, Bellboy.
Yes, sir.
Miss Hackenhauser has a large rear room.
You bet she does.
She's in town for the pottery convention. Would you mind grabbing her jugs?
Can you believe I get paid for this job?
How's that?
Can you believe I get paid for this job?
Who?
What's your next line?
If it's my line, why are you saying it?
Can we have this conversation later?
Oh, forget it. I hate working with amateurs.
Pops, wait!
Get out of the business, Soames. You're box office poison.
Comedy great Pops Durkin. Ladies and gentlemen. Pops.
Let's get out of here, guys. This is going nowhere.
Wait, 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 everybody. I have a big surprise for you. I'm sorry, sir, I took this upon myself, but frankly, you were dying here.
He's the one who forgot his line.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the world-famous Starlights!
We'd like to ask a former member of our group to join us. We haven't seen him in many, many years. Come on up, Mac Robinson.
Come on, Mac, this is your big chance.
No, no, I really don't want to do that. These overrated bozos can sing the tunes themselves.
You got a problem, Mac?
I didn't have a problem till you showed up here.
In your face, man.
In your face. What are you doing here? What are you talking about?
You know.
What are you doing?
We was over there.
We was over there. At that point, the press conference deteriorated into a shouting match.
Oh, I've never been so humiliated in my entire life.
How about that time you spoke to the League of Women Voters and your fly was open?
But you know, the worst part is that Velasco is still going to be destroyed.
And in a late-breaking development, moments before the wrecking ball was to begin demolition of the theater, a New York man has chained himself to the doors and has refused to move. And so as darkness sets in, the wrecking ball remains held at bay by this brave man,
who some are beginning to call Baldy the Bailiff.
You know, on the Spanish channel, they're calling him El Stupido Grande.
Well, I hope you're happy, Dan. You and your money-grubbing friends are about to pulverize Bull.
Well, wait a minute. I don't make decisions for this company. I'm an average stockholder. I send in my proxies to elect a board hoping they'll make me a reasonable profit. It's called blind faith in the big greedy guys.
That's it. If we could talk enough of the stockholders into sending us their proxies, then we could force Farrington to call off the demolition.
That would be nice. It would also be nice if the meat in my freezer turned into Eddie Murphy.
No, this could work. We'll get Bull to make a plea on television, then the stockholders, they'll call us.
You're putting a lot of faith in a man whose lips move while he thinks.
It'll work. I know it will. All the average Joes, the little guys, Sam the druggist and Dave the butcher, joining together with their proxies to stop the cold-hearted developers.
You know, Harry, if you weren't born, Walt Disney would have had to draw you.
Mac, I'm sorry my little surprise upset you so much. I was just sure it was going to be like one of those sweet This Is Your Life reunions.
Oh, yeah? Well, why didn't you invite the sweet girl who stood me up for the prom? Or the real sweet army recruiter who talked me into being all I could be?
Mac, I'm sensing there's some unfinished business here.
You damn right there is. Just before they hit it big, the Starlights dumped me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was a lot younger than the guys. Everybody said I was better looking and more charming than they were. I didn't say it, everybody did.
So you're saying they were jealous?
Look, all I know is they go to work in Golda May and I'm wearing earmuffs on the subway.
Say, Miss Sutherland, we don't have all night. Is Mac gonna apologize or not?
You told these guys I was gonna apologize to them?
Well, Mac, I just thought maybe...
They stabbed me in the back!
What? What's his problem?
Well, I think Mac is feeling a little rejected and maybe a little...
Ticked off! These guys dropped me for no reason.
What's he talking about? He quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
So you quit?
Quit hell! I just took some time off to finish high school. When I came back a year later, they acted like they never heard of me.
Well, that wasn't very nice, guys.
We gave him tickets to our show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
You tell him I didn't want the damn tickets.
Well, apparently, Mac wasn't really interested.
Yeah, and tell him I wanted to be back on the stage.
From what I can gather from Mac...
Tell him I wanted to be back with the group.
Mac, tell him yourself.
You never told us you wanted back in. Well, I thought you'd get the hint after I showed up wearing a spangly tux.
We thought you were just styling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. Here you guys went on to become rich and famous, and the biggest thrill I get is going a day without a paper cut.
Well, Mac, it wasn't all glamour for us either. It's tough on the road.
Oh, yeah, I'm crying for you. I bet you guys rake it in.
Yeah, and we shovel it right back out. We got managers and road expenses.
We don't do it to get rich. We do it because we love it. And if you loved it, you'd have kept singing with or without us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I made my choice a long time ago. Look, will you guys forgive me for being such a fool?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah. Hey, look, why don't we go get something to eat?
You bet.
All right.
All right.
It is your turn to pay.
The hell it is. I paid the last time. But that was 20 years ago.
Oh, man, I'm not paying that. You can't.
Well, thank you very much for your proxy. What's that? No, no one has ever told me that I sound like a young Cesar Romero.
You got 2 hours left. What do you scrape together so far?
Well, 633 proxies and a hide a bed if we pick up.
All right, you get a voting majority. You need 20,000 proxies.
20,000?
600 won't even save the handle on the ladies' room door, which, by the way, I bought.
It's hopeless. We tried our best, but we lost.
Not entirely. I've been looking for a hide a bit.
Guess I ought to go tell Bull it's time to throw in the towel.
Harry, listen, it was a noble effort. And I decided that if it had made a difference in turning the tide, I was prepared to give you my entire portfolio.
That's very generous, Dan. How many proxies do you have?
Way over 4.
5.
But Iman's not the point. Your determination has made me respect your viewpoint. As a matter of fact, now I'm sorry to see that the Velasco's falling.
Ready to go, boss. Great idea of yours, burrowing through the rubble to get more collectibles.
Phil, do you remember that little talk we had about discretion? I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut your pay in half.
Gee. It was a foot long, too.
Starrington! Hold up!
Stone, haven't you got somebody else to annoy?
I'm asking you one last time to reconsider. This isn't just bricks and mortar that you're knocking down here. People laughed in there. They cried in there. Babies were born in the balcony.
A lot of them were conceived up there, too.
Come on. What do you say?
I say, when the mall opens, yogurt's on me.
Okay, Vito! Let's get that wrecking ball swinging!
You there! Hold on! My bridge group and I have been watching this, and we hate to see you wreck this place.
I don't have time for this, lady.
Hey, let her talk.
As a young girl, I met a very special young man here during a movie. We talked, we laughed. We shared our popcorn.
And I'll bet you and that young man fell in love, got married, and you stayed by his side till his dying day.
Nah, he just wanted a cheap feel. But it was still one of the best times I've ever had.
Brings a tear to my eye.
My bridge group and I have a few proxies we'd like to give you, Judge.
Very touching. I mean, how many proxies can a bunch of old card-playing biddies have, huh?
19,360.
What? From a bridge club?
We don't play bridge, Buster. We build them.
With what we've already got, we're only 7 proxies short.
The operative word is short, Stone.
Dan, you promised us your 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it'd have put you over the top.
Damn, you were so close.
Damn. Okay. I guess I could give you my 2 proxies.
Your 2 proxies? The hell are you talking about, your flea farm?
I bought these shares for a rainy day, you know, in case I was ever a little down on my luck.
Thank you, Phil. Dan. I guess your 5 are going to make the difference after all.
Oh, well, I changed my mind.
Dan, you promised.
Did I make eye contact?
Yes, you did.
All right, all right, all right, here.
Mr. Farrington, yogurt this.
People like you take the fun out of demolition. Shut it down, Vito.
Yes!
Bull! You big lovable lug, you did it!
Oh, it wasn't only me, Your Honor.
Oh, don't you be modest, big guy. Thanks to you, another generation of popcorn rats is gonna be able to love this majestic old theater.
Majestic? That's right. I was an usher at the Majestic. I've never been to the Velasco in my life.
What are you doing, Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
There's some good memories here, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Five of us really brought down the house.
Yeah, and as I recall, you brought down some jealous husbands, too.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. What do we say we sang one together, just for old time's sake?
Oh, no, no, no. My boys are way out of shape.
But that never stopped you before.
Well, now, that's true.
All right.
In the still
of
the night.
Pretty good.
Thanks,
but
man.
If I were you, I'd get rid of the guy in the sweater.
Presents another